Hello, my name is Tim Law with Success Learning Systems, and today I am honored to be interviewing Carol Reebok with Consulting and Coaching Solutions, and she is a leadership and career transition coach and has a passion as far as helping a lot of people. You may want to take some notes as you listen to these ideas during this presentation. Carol, what got you started on this pathway of helping others as you do?
Well, I would say that this has been something that's been a passion of mine when I was in my early 20s. And I don't know if I would have identified it as coaching, but I think I was always very passionate about my own learning and my own development and that of other people. And so I was always looking for avenues in all of my careers and jobs before even coaching had to do with helping people reach their potential and make changes in their life that would improve their own job and life satisfaction.
Okay, and can you give me kind of an example? Let's, if you can think back of somebody that you may have worked with, you know, certainly not specific name or anything, but just something that as an example of somebody you worked with that you applied some of these ideas and methods.
Okay. Well, I have several actual success stories on some of my newsletters, and so the one that comes to mind readily is someone who had most of their career was a leader and a manager in the finance area for a government agency. And while he was in the government agency, he had hired me to do some leadership consulting work and some coaching with him and his team. And along the way realized that he would be making a career transition soon, given that he was going to retire soon. So he and I worked together, and through the process of examining what he really wanted to be doing, he saw that he really didn't want to become a consultant and just repeat what he'd been doing while he was at this federal agency. And through a series of self-discovery activities and our coaching conversations, he realized that what he really loved to do was be around kids. He loved to teach. He also loved to travel. And as we got further down the path, what he saw is to reach his potential was he actually wanted to take people on tours. And so he became a tour guide operator, and he is now in Washington, D.C., and he takes kids through all the monuments, and sometimes he takes them up to New York City. And he feels like this is really a way that he was able to combine all the things that he cared about into a very fulfilling career.
So he's obviously very, very happy with his life and his career at this point, then.
He certainly is, and he's 55, so it wasn't like he was, you know, even at his age. He had, though, been working for 30 years in one place, which I know is not the norm anymore, but this was a really big change for him and a very exciting one.
Absolutely. Well, it certainly sounds like it. And now, Carol, what would you say, thinking back over your life and career, and this can come in any particular direction, as far as what was the best advice that you ever received and why?
Okay. Well, one of my mentors, whose name is Maria Nemeth, and she is founder of the Academy for Coaching Excellence, I met her about 10 years ago, and one of the things that she teaches in some of her work that really made a drastic difference in my life was the advice that all the conversations and all the things that go on in my head may not have any truth to them and also may not really mean anything. And in realizing that, it sort of opened up a whole new world to me, because I always thought that certainly everything I thought was the truth and was the facts, and I needed to kind of put some significance to what my thinking was. And in essence, that's really not true at all. There's many things that I think that are irrelevant, not factual, not true, and things I don't even want to act on. So that was a very freeing experience.
Oh, Okay, that makes a lot of sense, and that's something that you try to pass on then to your clients.
Well, yes, one of the biggest things I work with clients on, whether they're my clients who are doing career change or they are leaders in an organization, is most people want to get to a different place than where they are. There's usually a level of satisfaction that people have in their careers or their life or in their organization. And at some point they say, you know, this was great for a while, but now I need to do something different. And the moment that somebody goes from where they are now to where they might want to be, there's lots of conversation in our heads about, I don't know if that's a good idea. Am I too old? Is it going to cost too much money? How can I keep my lifestyle? And we sort of pull in a whole lot of evidence that sometimes can make us wonder about, can we really do what we want to do? And so as a coach, I'm always working with people to say, this noise that's going on really has nothing to do with you getting what you want. So what is really true? You know, if somebody really has no savings at all, it may not be a good time for them to go out on their own, but there may be other options for them. And maybe they don't even have a financial plan and they don't have any way to really know whether they could afford it or not. So it's really very much working with people to see if everything they're telling themselves that's getting in the way is really a fact.
Okay.
And that really frees people up.
Sure.
And I can give you lots of examples
like
of that if you would like any.
Well, no, that's okay. I mean, I'm going to actually kind of ask a little bit of a follow-up question that might be somewhat ties into that, as far as if you could give our listeners, you know, two or three useful tips that they could do now, you know, that would help them today.
Well, in terms of changing their career or getting their goals met, so when you say tips about what?
Tips about maybe some of the things that you kind of coach them on and, you know, help them with and that kind of thing?
Well, in terms of tips, I would say that the first thing is when people are going to make a change, because I think that's really what we're talking about, that most of the people that I'm working with want some degree of change. Leaders and organizations possibly want to make a change in how productive their people are or how much leadership they are providing, or people want to make a change in their job or responsibility. So it may not be a large change, but I guess what we'd be looking at is what are some tips for people who are thinking about making their circumstances different in some way, that they're in some level of dissatisfaction and want to get to a higher level of satisfaction. So the things that I would point to around that is definitely to first clarify what is really important to them in their life and what do they really care about. So some people, achievement is a big value they have. Other people, it is building relationships. For other people, it's financial success. For other people, it might be challenge. So we could have a list of different kinds of values and intentions. And what I suggest to people is they pick 2 to 3 intentions that are really important to them right now so that they don't do everything at once.
Sure.
And then they need to look and say, okay, so how am I able to demonstrate that intention? So given that I'm looking for a sense of achievement or I want creativity, does what I'm doing now give me that, or what might give me that, and how might I get there? So tip number one is reflective time to look at what has meaning, what has value, and how much are you doing that currently in your life. The first piece is some kind of self-discovery, self-assessment. There are loads of books out there, but many people use coaches for that activity, but you certainly can do it on your own as well if you have the discipline to go through that kind of self-reflection.
Mm-hmm.
And once you start to see what is really important to you, I would say that the next tip is to get in touch with all the noise in your head and dump it somewhere and really start to open yourself up to possibilities. Everybody knows the idea behind brainstorming, but many people have a hard time doing that with themselves, where they could just say, okay, if I could do whatever I wanted to do around this change, what would that look like? What is it that I really want to be doing? Or how is it I want my team to look? Or how is it I want my job to look? And really get a sense of all different kinds of possibilities. So as I said with the person who became a tour guide, he took lots of different elements of what was important to him. And then through that process, he was able to make something out of that. So one of the mistakes people make is they first say, here's like a job I want, as opposed to what has meaning for me, and also what are really all the different possibilities that I could go with. So I would say those are really the two main things. And the third thing would be have a support system. People around you who encourage you, who are open to being a sounding board for you, who help you to brainstorm, who, you know, just encourage that process. Because there are many people, good-meaning people, who want to protect you and say, oh, no, I don't know if it's a good idea. I just had a client who decided to start their own business, and everybody was saying, oh, in this economy, start your own business. And she's doing very well. So, you know, forget the naysayers and get support. So those are my three.
Makes total sense. Very good. Well, thank you, Carol. Those are excellent. Now, I wanted to check and see, how could people contact you to learn more about how this program, you know, could help them? If we get your contact information, that would be wonderful.
Okay. Well, it's there's by phone, of course, which is 510-843-6417. And then my website is Carol, C-A-R-O-L-E, at Rehbock, my last name, R-E-H-B-O-C-K, solutions, all one word. So Carol at RehbockSolutions.com. And on my website, you will find a series of articles that I've written and lots of other information. And feel free to contact me.
Okay, well, fantastic. Carol, this has been great. I really believe you shared some wonderful information. And I think it's going to be very, very helpful. And I look forward to speaking with you again in the very near future.
Okay. And one other thing for contact is I didn't give my email. Did I give my email?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So, and my web address is rehbocksolutions.com.
Okay.
Okay. So very, just very clarifying, good. Sometimes the web and the email. But thank you so much. And I hope that one of my listeners I'll get to hear from soon.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Carol. I appreciate your time, and you have a great rest of the day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye now.